भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो 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 भगवते
वासुदेवाय फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 चैतन्य विहार वृंदावन
काश
ताम
स्वयं तत् अभिज्ञो
विपश्चित्
कष्टं स्वयं तत् अभिज्ञो विपश्चित् कष्टं स्वयं तत् अभिज्ञो विपश्चित् अविद्यायाम् अन्तरे वर्तमानम् अविद्यायाम् अन्तरे वर्तमानम् दृष्ट्वा पुनस्तं सघृणकुबुद्धिम् दृष्ट्वा पुनस्तं सघृणकुबुद्धिम् प्रयोजयेत् उत्पथगम् यथान्दम् Okay, just one more time. Kastam swayam tat abhigyo vipaschid. Kastam swayam.
Kastam swayam.
Tat abhigyo vipaschid.
Tat abhigyo vipaschid.
Avidyayam.
Avidyayam.
Antare vartamanam.
Antare vartamanam.
Drishtva punastam.
Drishtva punastam.
Saghrinaku buddhim.
Saghrinaku buddhim.
Prayojayet.
Prayojayet.
Utpathagam.
Utpathagam.
Yathandam.
Yathandam.
If somebody can, I doubt it. I think it is late.
Translation. So please repeat after me. If someone is ignorant and addicted, to the path of samsara,
how can
one who is actually learned,
merciful
and advanced in spiritual knowledge, engage him in fruitive activity,
and thus
further entangle him in material existence. If a blind man is walking down the wrong path,
how can a gentleman
allow him to continue on his way to danger?
How can he approve this method? No wise or kind man can allow this.
Next verse. This is very important verse. Guru na sasyat.
Swajano na sasyat.
Pita na sasyat.
Janani na sasyat.
Daivam na tatsyan.
Napatischa sasyan.
Namo chayet yaha.
Samupeta mrityum.
Translation. One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should never become
a spiritual master,
a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are many spiritual masters, but Rishabhdev advises that one should not become a spiritual master if he is unable to save his disciple from the path of birth and death. Unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of repeated birth and death. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. One can stop birth and death only by returning home back to Godhead. However, who can go back to Godhead unless he understands the Supreme Lord in truth? Janma karma chame devyam evam yo beti tattataha. We have many instances in history illustrating Rishabhdeva's instructions. Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj due to his inability to save Bali Maharaj from the path of repeated birth and death. Shukracharya was not a pure devotee. He was more or less inclined to fruitive activity, and he objected when Bali Maharaj promised to give everything to Lord Vishnu. Actually, one is supposed to give everything to the Lord because everything belongs to the Lord. Consequently, the Supreme Lord advises in Bhagavad Gita 9:27, Yat karosi yat atnasi,
yat karosi yat atnasi,
yat juhosi dadasi yat,
yat juhosi dadasi yat,
yat tapasyasi kaunteya,
yat tapasyasi kaunteya,
tat kurushva madarpanam,
tat kurushva madarpanam.
O son of Kunti,
O son of Kunti,
all that you do,
all that you do,
all that you eat,
all that you eat,
all that you offer,
all that you offer,
and give away,
and give away,
as well as all austerities,
as well as all austerities,
that you may perform,
that you may perform,
should be done,
should be done,
as an offering unto me,
as an offering unto me.
This is bhakti. Unless one is devoted, he cannot give everything to the Supreme Lord. Unless one can do so, he cannot become a spiritual master, husband, father, or mother. Similarly, the wives of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices gave up their relatives just to satisfy Krishna. This is an example of a wife rejecting a husband who cannot deliver her from the impending dangers of birth and death. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father and Bharat Maharaj rejected his mother, Janani na sasyat. The word Daivam indicates a demigod or one who accepts worship from a dependent. Ordinarily, the spiritual master, husband, father, mother or superior relative accepts worship from an inferior relative. But here, Rishabhdev forbids this. First, the father, spiritual master or husband must be able to release the dependent from repeated birth and death. If he cannot do this, he plunges himself into the ocean of reproachment for his unlawful activities.
What is reproachment? I forgot. Reproachment, what does it mean? Forget.
To come back?
Come back.
Yeah, I mean approach.
Not exactly.
No?
Means
something like some sort of punishment.
Yeah. Punishment, no doubt, you can understand.
To tell you that your fault, no,
something like criticize.
Something like criticize.
Something like that.
Something like that, little punishment, I think. No doubt.
Yes.
Chastisement. Chastisement, punishment.
Reproachment.
Thank you. Hey, Thakure, it's a fresh.
Everyone should be very responsible and take charge of his dependents just as a spiritual master takes charge of his disciple or a father takes charge of his son. All these responsibilities cannot be discharged honestly unless one can save the dependent from repeated birth and death.
Any question or comment? Go to next.
Next verse.
Very simple.
My transcendental body, Satchidananda Vigraha, looks exactly like a human form, but it is not a material human body. It is inconceivable. I am not forced by nature to accept a particular type of body. I take on a body by my own sweet will. My heart is also spiritual, and I always think of the welfare of my devotees. Therefore, within my heart can be found the process of devotional service which is meant for the devotees. Far from my heart have I abandoned irreligion, adharma, and non-devotional activities. They do not appeal to me. Due to all these transcendental qualities, people generally pray to me as Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all living entities. Purport. In this verse, the words idang sarirang mama durbhibhavyam are very significant. Generally, we experience two energies, material energy and spiritual energy. We have some experience of the material energy, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. Because in the material world, everyone's body is composed of these elements. Within the material body is the spirit soul, but we cannot see it with the material eyes. When we see a body full of spiritual energy, it is very difficult for us to understand how the spiritual energy can have a body. It is said that Lord Rishabhdeva's body is completely spiritual. Therefore, for a materialistic person, it is very difficult to understand. For a materialistic person, the completely spiritual body is inconceivable. We have to accept the version of the Vedas when our experimental perception cannot understand the subject. As stated in Brahma Sanghita, Ishvara Paramah Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, the Supreme Lord has a body with form, but that body is not composed of material elements. It is made of spiritual bliss, eternity and living force. By the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord can appear before us in His original spiritual body. But because we have no experience of the spiritual body, we are sometimes bewildered and see the form of the Lord as material. The Mayavadi philosophers are completely unable to conceive of a spiritual body. They say that the spirit is always impersonal, and whenever they see something personal, they take it for granted that it is material. In the Bhagavad Gita 9:11, it is said, Avajananti mamudha,
Avajananti mamudha,
Manusim tanum asritam,
Manusim tanum asritam,
Param bhavam ajananto,
Param bhavam ajananto,
Mama bhuta maheshwaram,
Mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Wait, who can tell this verse?
Avajananti mamudha. Manusim tanum asritam,
Param
bhavam ajananto,
Mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Who else next? Can I say that?
Avajananti mamudha,
Manusim tanum asritam,
Param bhavam ajananto,
Mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Without seeing.
Avajananti mamudha,
Avajananti mamudha,
Manusim tanum asritam,
Manusim tanum asritam,
Param bhavam ajananto,
Param bhavam ajananto,
Mama bhuta maheshwaram,
Mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Anybody else? No. Go ahead, reading translation.
Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Unintelligent persons think that the Supreme Lord accepts a body composed of the material energy. We can easily understand the material body, but we cannot understand the spiritual body. Therefore, Rishabhdev says, idam sariram mama durbi bhavyam. In the spiritual world, everyone has a spiritual body. There is no conception of material existence there. In the spiritual world, there is only service and the receiving of service. There is only Savior, Seva and Sevaka. The person served, the process of service and the servant. These three items are completely spiritual.
Baba said ISKCON is also like that. He said our Acharya Golokero Premodhana Harinam Sankirtan. Devotional activity actually belongs to the spiritual world. So anybody nicely doing, he can feel that he is in the spiritual plane, not in the material plane. Because spiritual world, some symptom there, he can realize all these things. But the Goswami, he'll say under a tree every day and go to next day, live under a tree. By that time, his desire is fulfilled. Spiritual world is Chintamani, Kalpa Bhiksha. So whatever desire, that one's fulfilled. But the devotees, there's a long time in the movement, they might have experienced this and realized, yes or no?
Yes.
So this way you understand, it may be then and there or maybe little later. That's all. Kamal cannot comprehend all this. Maybe it's a coincidence, something. Just an accident, something like that. Something. No. Again, it cannot happen. So, what is the difference between spiritual body and material body? Any example somebody can give?
Temporary.
Huh?
Temporary.
That's all. Now, other than that, any symptom, spiritual body, senses, and material body, senses. What is the difference?
The spiritual senses, the material senses are restricted. One sense can do particular activity. But the spiritual senses, the one senses can do the activities of all other senses.
Yes. Just like Krishna is watching, simply watching, he can see. He can watching, he can eat. He can looking, he can impregnate to the nature. That is spiritual sense. Anyway, we go back to the spiritual, we can also do. We don't eat, we see Rabri, Rasagala, Pantua, and see and eat. Big cake, big kulfi, ice cream, we see and we can enjoy. You want to? No. Gopal, do you want? No. You want to enjoy?
There is no spiritual cake and ice.
Don't tell that. I get angry. Gapchup. Is there? गपचुप कहाँ कहता है इसे और पानी पूरी को गपचुप साउथ इंडिया से गपचुप साउथ इंडिया आल्सो पॉपुलर दिस इज आई डोंट सी दैट बंगाल फुचका इज लाइक ए टेबल टेनिस बॉल क्रैक फ्यू डेज अगो आई वाज इन अयोध्या आई सी सो मेनी लाइक दैट एंड पुलिसमैन सेइंग यू गो नाउ अदरवाइज इट विल बी क्लोज महाराज I see. The moment it is closed, four policemen standing. Gop, 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 don't you? So many they are eating. Four police officers.
Security
purpose. These guys, after all of them started eating, four, five of them. Come on. I'm going some so. See, many other places. Okay. Gop, chup.
There is only Sevya, Seva and Sevaka. The person served, the process of service and the servant.
Now, Prabhupada said, ISKCON means, devotional means you do some service for Krishna. Do some service for Guru, Prabhupada, Vaishnava, then you make your mind. You know everything. Service ISKCON is most important. How much service you have? That much you are worth. Seems like.
Some devotees say, chanting is also service.
Yes, in one sense, chanting is service. But it's not for everybody. Then I will do 64 rounds and do nothing. And temple authorities say, Prabhu, can you come and help in your cleaning the toilet, cleaning the pots, this, that? No. But when dang, 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 he's out. No, Baba. Then you sit down there, you are Mahayogi. Maharishi or whatever, maybe Haridas Thakur, you think yourself, we are Paramahans. So accordingly, you don't have to go to Prasad. Prasad will come to you. Because you are very advanced, everybody will serve you. And you will also eat like a Paramahansa. Whatever, maybe one spoon, that's all. Now you eat. Whole day, after whole day, at the end of the day, after noon, Janardhan, you are ready to do this? You like to be a Paramahansa? Day and night chant, no eating, no sleeping. When Janardhan got down in the airport people say, hey, where you come from? He told, telling this, you look like a Mathura Panda. Because he's tall like this, and shaved head, it's sika, and clothed like this.
These three items are completely spiritual, and therefore the spiritual world is called absolute.
And Prabhupada says, these are my white elephant. White elephant is something rare, because they don't usually see like this. The Western, tall, this guy shaved head, chika, and like Indian, dhoti, chadar, like any, with bidbag. Then what you commented, you said anything. No, he didn't tell. He smiled. Yeah, this is made by Prabhupada. Something miracle, Prabhupada said. Miracle. We don't see white elephant, but Prabhupada can make bring so many white elephants. That is Prabhupada's miracle. Okay, go ahead.
There is no tints of material contamination there. Being completely transcendental to material conception, Lord Rishabhdev states that his heart is composed of dharma. Dharma is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam saranam raja. In the spiritual world, every living entity is surrendered to the Supreme Lord and is completely on the spiritual platform. Although there are servitors, the served and service, all are spiritual and variegated. At the present moment, due to our material conception, everything is durvibhavya, inconceivable. Being the supreme, the Lord is called Rishabha, the best. In terms of Vedic language, nityo nityanam, we are also spiritual, but we are subordinate. Krishna, the supreme Lord, is the foremost living entity. The word Rishabha means the chief or the supreme, and indicates the supreme being or God himself.
Any comment? Any question? It's a very powerful Rishabhdev instruction. I remember Prabhupada, so many lectures he'll be mentioning all these verses and explain this and Prahlad Maharaj's. When it will be all finished almost, we'll read about Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. This is the purport, did you read? Translation this one? Yes. Better to read again, or hear again, and remember.
Maharaj,
huh?
In the chapter 3, how is it possible that, you know, to become a husband, father, mother, you have to be able to deliver your...
That means, I understand, Bhagavan, that the father, mother instruct son, daughter to try to bring them up to Krishna consciousness. But if he does not reciprocate, he can't. He is not responsible. You understand? He may talk to him equal level. He think, I also know. What can he say? So many spiritual, so many go away, so many think he is on his own way and do on his own way. You can't do anything. You won't take initiation, he won't do it. But you what you can do. You can Lord can pray, a guru can pray for you. So,
Yeah. So if one is married.
If one is married, yeah.
If one is married and one wants to help the wife or you can say the husband to come up and they don't want. So what is best if they don't, if they insist?
They should come from the same group. That means they have got a common spiritual master better, and spiritual master say, dude, cooperate. Please cooperate. Suppose husband is supposed to be more Krishna conscious. And you tell wife, and wife cooperates, help the husband, but at the same time, husband also ask her sometime, her, you know, what she thinks. And according to Sadhu Shastra Guru, we mold our life. So on this basis, they live together in Krishna conscious way. If the husband make advancement, if she helps her husband nicely, she shares her whatever he is doing. Whatever spiritual benefit she gets, wife can get. Why doesn't have to take a Brahmin initiation? Simply husband is Brahmin and she helps him and she is considered Brahmin. Like that, according to Vedic culture, according to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But Prabhupada, considering in the some country they don't want, no, I want also. Prabhupada out of compassion is here. Sometimes the girls are. And some are continuing, some don't like. They just say, you become Krishna conscious, why follow them? Doesn't follow, the case is different. Sometimes Vedic literature says the birth, death, and marriage is all not predestined, just arranged by providence, more or less, is destined something. So yeah, one should take it very seriously. Marriage also, it's not just I'm taking it, then I don't like her, she doesn't like me, I'm snoring, divorce. No, this is not. Just like a two goat is fighting, it's natural. Or early in the morning, there's some lightning and thunder. The people don't get much, give much importance that it will rain, this will happen, that will happen. Like that, few other things. So exactly, husband-wife conflict in Vedic culture is not giving much that seriously taken, because it's considered they should settle it among themselves, because each of them are dependent on other. The husband requires some encouragement, inspiration from wife. Wife is always inspiring, encouraging. And it is the duty of husband to provide her what she belongs, so children, some clothing, bangles, what she wants, sari now. And she makes good food, this, that, in general, let's just say. So they are dependent on each other. That is why they are called, each of them call, belong to, half of him belong to. Just think, a wife can say, once somebody defeated one person, he said, you have not defeated. Why? Because he belongs to me. So unless you defeat me, to Shankaracharya said, Shankaracharya defeated one big scholar in India and he's supposed to be his disciple. His wife said, you defeat me, then he can take initiation from me, become his disciple. Why? Because he belongs to me. So half of him belongs to me, which is me. So you defeat me. So Shankaracharya, she is very clever, that girl. She asked him, he knows, Shankaracharya is the Akhanda Brahmachari, stanch Brahmachari. So she started asking question, man, woman's intimate relationship about. Naturally, a Brahmachari is difficult to answer. True Brahmachari. So Shankaracharya say, I cannot answer your question. You are asking some area which is beyond the domain of my Brahmachari life. So can you give me some time? Yes. She is, how long? Give me 1 month. Shankaracharya went and told his disciple that you hide my body for a month. I am leaving this body for some reason. Actually, he wanted to have some experience. So he came to know that near about a kingdom, a king just died. So the king, last rite has to be done. They're getting ready, and the queen and all the royal authorities, the minister, this, that. Shankaracharya entered that body. and seems to be showing symptom of the king that he is alive. Everybody goes, oh, how did it happen? He looks, king is alive. Within a short time, because everybody is a particular nature, it is not the king, it is Shankaracharya. So, Shankaracharya, queen, saw the king has got queen, one or more. Then within a short time, the queens could understand it is not my husband, because he is behaving with the queen in a way, this is completely different than the king. Every woman know the nature of her husband. Anybody mixed with other know his nature. Just like, what is that? This Pururava? Once Pururava, after Urvashi, too much. Then Urvashi was taken and they give another. King Indra wanted Urvashi back. I said, I find my palace is without Urvashi, no good, no dancing. So he wanted, I said, bring back Urvashi. Give some other girl look like Urvashi. But Pururava, within a short time, he could understand by her behavior that girl is Agni Dhaja, I forgot. So her nature is different, it's not Urvashi. They cheated me. Like that. So, same also, a man can understand, woman, they're living together intimately. So he could understand, he's not my husband. Because he's acting like a saintly person. You understand? Not acting with a woman, his wife, not like that. They talk to others. The minister also say, yes, Raniji, I mean, queen, our king is not like that, like the our previous king was. It's different. Be careful. Then they had a meeting privately and say, look for queen, say, look for any places that any body of a yogi, big, you know, burn it. They are looking, but they are hiding it. Shankara is hiding it. So what was the point? I forgot.
That woman is also the half part of a husband. Then it become complete.
So, but husband-wife relation is there always. So by this time, Shankaracharya, in 1 month, he could understand man-woman's relation in practical. So then after 1 month, he again came. They couldn't burn, hiding. That's what I'm saying. Came, Shankaracharya again came back. He said, now, what is the name of that man? I don't know, world, India's most famous scholar, defeated his wife, also scholarly. Wife came, started.
Mandan Mishra.
Ask Mandan Mishra's wife, what is her name? Wife's name? Some Bharati or something, I don't know. She came, Shankaracharya said, I'm here now. What is your question? And he's answering question, and she thought she is defeated. So what was the point?
The point is the woman is also a half part of a man.
So this is the example. So Shankaracharya has to accept, yes, I have to defeat you. But I cannot defeat now. There is a Shankaracharya film. This is a very important thing in Shankaracharya's life. That they will show. Okay. That's why she is called Ardhangini. Ardhangini. She is half, upper husband, better half. Half of her.
In Maharaj, in the West, the government.
So Prabhupada says, so your husband to have any problem, he says, you settle it yourself. I say, ask the wife, she sometimes get angry and go away to her, even in India, go away to her father's house or brother's house for some time. Then husband has to console her, come on, say, hey, why are you? Like that. So this happens still now. The Prabhupada said, don't get separated. For separate, you may live for some time, but not divorce, nothing. No, I don't know. Now he's gone, I don't know.
But in the West, the government and people, they encourage this thing everywhere. You get money. Mm. I mean,
the girl can stand on her feet. You also earn. You also have a bank account. Now in India, they are following the same thing. Yeah. And whatever in the Western society, the bad thing is coming here. They think, I will overcome Indian bad society thing, husband-wife relation, fighting, and she has to face her very bad thing from the husband's sister and husband's mother, always something odd she has to face. So she is like to avoid thing if you have got a negotiate marriage, you know, knowing each other, registered marriage. But again, that problem comes, new problem. So both of them put on a face, they act, and in time, see their color come out. And they can say, oh, you are like this. Yes or no? Same society. What can be done? But Krishna consciousness is the only way. So Prabhupada said, no divorce here. So there is always fighting. Sometimes husbands say, in the West say silly moon. So in India I say Chandramukhi. Many moon-like face here, to please his wife, praise her. So in India, so many things like that. Wife also tell husband, you are Bhola Baba. That means something like you are nonsense. But in one sense, nonsense, another sense, it could have two meanings. It's ambiguity. It means also praising husband, saying you are like a Lord Shiva. You understand? It means both. He is telling him in front, people is chastising, they are Bhola Baba, good for nothing. Why can't you solve this problem? Naturally, husband cannot tell anything. In one sense, he is chastising in front of others, his prestige is punctured. Another sense, she is telling her husband, you are like a Lord Shiva, he is the ideal husband. You understand? The girls are asked by the mother or grandmother, go, worship Lord Shiva. Go to Shiva temple and worship, you'll get a good husband. This is India common. Anyway, go to Bengal, go to Orissa, go to others. Always there is Shiva temple, which a lot of ladies go. Okay, is that point clear? What you are saying, I'm sorry. Prabhupada has got so many Grihastha disciples, and Prabhupada, most of the letters I saw, thousands, or maybe 5,000 letters. The 5,000, maybe 4,000. Or maybe 4,500 or maybe 800 is basically management or husband-wife, all question answer, all complaining, I this, and Prabhupada answering like that. Everybody had this problem. And Prabhupada said, go back. Prabhupada tell the girl, leave the husband, go back to your husband and settle everything among yourself. And Prabhupada write to the husband also, do like that, treat her nicely, with love and affection. Why she is going out? This is common thing. Husband, wife, always there will be some conflict, depends on opinion. Don't make it a big thing. You depend on each other. So what is the problem? You just make some agreement. That's all. Come to the truth and solve the problem. Every society's thing. In some countries, they think in Indian system is like a slavery. Women are slavery. They become independent, they also exploit it. You can be equal. You always have to bear a child, and he may leave you. Then you have to go stretch your hand to the government. So you are suffering. Who is suffering? You are suffering. You have been exploited. You don't bear a child.
What is the Vedic injunction when divorce is there? When a woman leaves the husband or her husband leaves the wife?
She goes to her mother's house. Father's house. If not a good brother, father, mother gone, mother's house. Now the system is, women are also learning and getting education. Woman, if you are too educated, she doesn't like to be dominated by husband. She has got a double MA, this, that. She has got her own account, maybe she keeps, in case husband does something, okay. She lives, she can work, and there are ladies hostel there, now by the government in India, West Bengal. She works and stays there. Then whole thing will be again like other countries. They get money on this problem. Then they get triangular fight. Previous husband, lover, this, that. All these things coming in here also. I'm hearing so many things.
There is no divorce in the Vedic
scripture. No divorce. But when Nehru was there, Nehru again said, I'm very sorry in the parliament, though Hindu, according to Vedic custom, there is no divorce. There is no such thing, divorce. So I think we have to introduce. We are facing some problem. Not that many are there. Maybe his near and dear ones have some problem. Others didn't have so much.
So in the some country they think India wives are like slave. But Prabhupada didn't agree. Prabhupada says, with her love and affection, with her service, nice to her husband, she conquers the heart of the husband in a subtle way, and he listens to him. That's right. This is different system. And the way is different. One blackmailing. You depend on me, I depend on you. You are the breadwinner. For your enjoyment, you require me. So what I say, listen. So India, sometime, husband say, Chandramukhi, your moon-like face. Then he said, now I find your sun-like face. That means you are getting angry with me. Sometimes too much you revolting against me. You are breaking glass, this, that. And he said, you are becoming Jalamukhi, that means volcano. So husband try like that and joke. Okay, go ahead. One guy, he's a Harikata, he said. And his guy is very good in joking. So he tells class all these things and many other things. Everybody laughs and likes. He, many parts of the world he goes and says, Maharaj, where is he? Sarvabhauma. His figure is also like that. He's asking his son, his wife, everybody like this. Big. So he, now little reduced, I ask his son, where is your dad? And he's asking to another son, I say, Maharaj, shall I stay with my wife or become traveler? Then the sannyasi who was disciple tell, in this case you do this, in this case you do this. Now you decide. So he's now traveling more. Sometime come to Israel. Children. My children always getting money, this there. Okay. You see there is some how to settle it. There's a way out. Okay, go ahead.
My dear boys, you are all born of my heart, which is the seat of all spiritual qualities. Therefore, you should not be like materialistic and envious men. You should accept your eldest brother Bharat, who is exalted in devotional service. If you engage yourselves in Bharat's service, your service to him will include my service, and you will rule the citizens automatically. Purport. In this verse, the word Hridaya indicates the heart, which is also called Uraha, the chest. The heart is situated within the chest. And although instrumentally the son is born with the aid of the genitals, he is actually born from within the heart. According to the heart situation, the semen takes the form of a body. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, when one begets a child, his heart should be purified through the ritualistic ceremony known as Garbhadan.
Garbhadan. Before having conception, meeting, union, physically, one should have many rounds in his con, they say, do many rounds, 60 rounds. So that you can have a good child, whether it's a boy or a girl, should be Krishna conscious. Consciousness should be. Pure.
Rishabhdeva's heart was always uncontaminated and spiritual. Consequently, all the sons born from the heart of Rishabhdev were spiritually inclined. Nonetheless, Rishabhdev suggested that his eldest son was superior and he advised the others to serve him. All the brothers of Bharat Maharaj were advised by Rishabhdev to adhere to Bharata's service. The question may be asked, why one should be attached to family members? For in the beginning, it was advised that one should not be attached to home and family. However, it is also advised, Mahiyasham Padrajo Abhisheka. One has to serve the Mahiyan, one who is very spiritually advanced. Mahat Sevang Dharam Ahur Vimuktehe. By serving the Mahat, the exalted devotee, one's path for liberation is open.
That is why Prabhupada said we should follow Tadero Charana Sevi Bhakta. We should follow the instruction of previous Acharya. And the present. He is present, is giving the distillation of that. The way he is trained by his guru, he is telling, do this, do this, do this. You do, it will get me good. But if you think, I know also by my intelligence this, that, then he can't. Do you understand? There should be some reciprocation, because you value him in such a way, and accordingly you are acting or you are independent, he can't help. Do you understand? So he is doing his duty. You do your duty, everybody should do his duty.
The family of Rishabhdev should not be compared to an ordinary materialistic family. Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhdev's eldest son, was specifically very exalted. For this reason, the other sons were advised to serve him for his pleasure. That was to be their duty. The Supreme Lord was advising Bharat Maharaj to be the chief ruler of the planet. This is the real plan of the Supreme Lord. In the battle of Kurukshetra, we find that Lord Krishna wanted Maharaj Yudhishthir to be the supreme emperor of this planet. He never wanted Duryodhana to take the post. As stated in the previous verse, Lord Rishabhdeva's heart is Hridayam Yatra Dharmaha. The characteristic dharma is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To protect dharma, paritranaya sadhunam, the Lord always wants the ruler of the earth to be a devotee. Then everything goes on nicely for the benefit of everyone. As soon as a demon rules the earth, everything becomes chaotic. At the present moment, the whole world is inclined towards the democratic process. But the people in general are also...
Says, democracy means demon crazy. Crazy demons. Suppose, Baba says, out of 10, 9 people are demoniac. So they are running because they buy vote. So ISKCON is not a vox populi. That's what most of the people think. Baba says, you should think among yourself. And then I make a body, top body, so they'll be selected, top Vaishnav should be selected as that. Now, you should decide, I won't say, not by vote, that is the low class. Then there will be resolution, what?
Revolution.
No solution? Revolution?
Dissolution.
No solution.
Revolution.
Just I said.
Resolution.
Resolution?
Meeting, resolution, revolution, no solution. Yeah.
Instead of so many meetings, he said, you better chant Hare Krishna. Don't too many meetings. What is the meeting? Later on it remains in the paper, nothing happens. They don't follow. Some saintly person said like that. He said, I made this thing. Top person would be decide everything, but if you don't do like that, then everything is fine. They are not top Vaishnava. So you have to be very careful, check out what Prabhupada said, whether we are doing like that. Sadhu Shastra. Otherwise, you change things, some sainty person, everything will be spoiled. Everything will be finished. No need to change. So you should be very careful, see what Prabhupada says. Okay.
The people in general are all contaminated by the modes of passion and ignorance. Consequently, they cannot select the right person to head the government.
Yeah.
The president is selected by the votes of ignorant Shudras.
Yeah, Shudras.
Therefore, another Shudra is elected. And immediately the entire government becomes polluted. The president is If people strictly followed the principles of Bhagavad Gita, they would elect a person who is the Lord's devotee. Then automatically there would be a good government. Rishabhdev therefore recommended Bharat Maharaj as the emperor of this planet. Serving a devotee?
Can you finish, please?
Serving a devotee means serving the Supreme Lord. For a devotee always represents the Lord. When a devotee is in charge, the government is always congenial and beneficial for everyone.
When a devotee, pure devotee, is going to see the head of the country and he is making plan, what he will propose, all parliament people will follow four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No prostitution, no brothel, no meat selling, no slaughterhouse. She won't give time much. She'll consider to give for a long time visa to the foreigners. She was considering, he said. Somebody told me, she said, I have to listen to my intelligence also. That means intelligent branch could be what they say. Many other 10 points he wrote when he went to see the top man, prime minister of that country, lady. It's written. It's kept in his in his
house.
Room. Room in a notebook.
Message to youth of India, maybe.
Yes, ma'am. So that is what he wanted. He wanted to change the country. And he said, you are also scared. Neighboring country, head of state is assassinated. Now you are also scared. So she had good arrangement for bodyguard, but the guard himself shoot her. And to maybe remove the proof or something so that he will be interrogated. He was also shot there, the other guard. Very well conspiracy, well done. Well fabricated, what is that? Prearranged, seems like. Yeah?
Next verse.
Intelligent people are involved, must be. Are powerful. Yeah.
Next verse.
Next verse. 10 after 9. You want to listen more? Very good. What about others? Some are falling asleep. Okay, go ahead.
Of the two energies, manifest, spirit and dull matter, being possessing living force, vegetable, grass, trees and plants, are superior to dull matter, stone, earth, etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings, and superior to human beings are ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas.
Very powerful.
Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas, and superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras, and superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods, and of the demigods, Indra, the king of heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, sons like King Daksha, and supreme among Brahma's son is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior. But Brahma is also subordinate to me, the supreme personality of Godhead, because I am inclined to the Brahma is considered superior, but Brahma is also subordinate to me, the supreme personality of Godhead. Because I am inclined to the Brahmanas are the best of all.
So how many Brahmin here? Raise hand. At least you're honest. Brahman means he knows I'm not this body, I'm spirit. Conviction, strong. So when one is a Brahminical qualified, he can make advancement, make him become a Vaishnava, become a sannyasi. Because Vaishnava, he can go back to Godhead. If you want to go back to Godhead, we have to qualify ourselves. Not external ritual, this, that, permanent. That is qualified. Now in one saintly person, he started a movement, there are 10,000. Devotees did so many things. Another 5,000 were initiated. Maybe now we can see how many there are. Because everybody go through test. But whatever one does, Krishna will reward them. Hey, 40 years, you see 5% may be there. Actually following his instructions. So easy, you can see it is not an easy thing. You can enter into school, kindergarten, after that, primary school, many there, some are eliminated. From primary school to secondary school, more eliminated. From secondary school, higher secondary, more eliminated. Go to college, huge number eliminated. From college, to university almost just you can count. In university, coming out somebody first class first, almost one or two. This is called pure devotee. You can change the world. Okay. Any question, any comment? Otherwise, again, anybody is sincere, he is also pure. Strictly following. So we shouldn't distinguish. Here is a pure devotee, here is not. May commit offense. Yeah. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. Yeah. Yes, question, comment?
When I first joined, Maharaj told me that the ISKCON is like a big ocean. Thousand will come, thousand will go. You just stay, do not be disturbed.
Yes. You're saying, men may come and men may go, but I go on forever. Lord Tennyson, about a brook, small river. So many come, so many go. One of my old godfathers says, Subhag, easy come, easy go. You are saying thousands coming, one day you will see where they are gone to their destiny. Again, new waves coming. Again, many. But some of them still stay fortunate. Big waves come and they say, deep. They take a dip and waves go away. Others stand. Even may big elephant. Washed off. Big elephant going. Gajendra. And Gajendra gone. So many tiger, lion gone. Yes. Janardhan, what is he saying? Let us hear.
Papa said that my guru told me better than, something like this, better than many temples for Leopold.
Yes.
Better you distribute books than print.
Yes.
So is it in ISKCON it's like this, or how it goes?
Well, Prabhupada sometimes say that it is a preaching movement. Practically, by book distribution, so many becoming bhaktavis. So what your hours and hours preaching will do? But this book, if somebody read one line, his life may be changed. In that sense, many devotees coming and they are benefited spiritually so much. They may go away, again they will come. They may do huge service and Krishna will appreciate and give them prize, whether he can stay or not. And again, somebody stick to it, he's making steady progress. Everybody doesn't have to necessarily saying. Everybody doesn't have to be carbon copy. But everybody can become devotee. Everybody can become, there is, Prabhupada said, one professor couldn't understand. Prabhupada said, everybody is welcome in Krishna consciousness. Everybody can become a pure devotee, but everybody won't. Why? Then Prabhupada said that everybody has to qualify himself to go back to them. Not that I die in them, I go back to them. Then nobody will do devotional service. I simply circumambulate. I simply distribute book. The next life you also distribute, you open a stall and sell Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. How many? And or whatever may be. not going to Mangalarti, not reading the book. Prabhupada said, these books are meant for you first. First read this book. You want to become a teacher of the world, don't be a cheater. You yourself don't know. Yourself live a life in asking people. You live like this. You are not eating prasad, eating something outside. So many things there. Collateral. He cannot be a teacher. Teacher means one teaches by example. But there is provision for everybody can become teacher. You, what Krishna says, you say and also act. But you are not acting, no good. Simply, you are preaching. Somebody simply acting, not preaching, not also good. You have to do both. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. And Prabhupada said the same. Otherwise, you preach, you distribute, you know how to distribute. and you are distributing next life also. But you have to at the same time follow four regulative principles, get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangala Arati, chant Hare Krishna, take prasad only. Otherwise, I will go back to God. Make sense?
Bose,
all are important. This is also important. Bose is not that day and night go. Sometimes he will say, nobody stay in the temple, everybody go out for preaching. But at the same time, Bose say, but still, this is also duty worship. Pupa, then stop. No duty worship. No, no. Bose, this is also important. Duty worship. It's also important take prasad. It's also important come to Mangala Arati. It's also important you associate with the devotee. Make sense? Okay, any other question, any other comment? Yes, Mataji.
Maharaj, I wanted to ask you a question about Krishadam, because in some temples they make one offering for deities, little, and cook for devotees, and just offer to the picture. Is that Krishadam also?
Good question. I think I will say with some condition. Is it Prabhupada say that? Did Prabhupada say this?
I don't know.
That is, I wonder. I would rather follow what Prabhupada says than making our rule and regulation on our own. But depending on time, circumstance, place, Prabhupada may have some exception. Okay. Just like some would say, Prabhupada, I like mushroom. This is, I cannot give up. This is just, Prabhupada says, okay, Krishna cannot take mushroom. And you cannot also eat something. You want to become devotee at the same time eating mushroom? No. In that case, you can only do things. You can thank Krishna and you yourself eat mushroom. Understand? It's up to Krishna. Because you don't like to surrender to Krishna. You give more importance, you want to become subjected to your urges. So in this case, if it is possible to offer the deity and take prasad what Krishna likes, that is ideal case. You'll get the maximum benefit, otherwise Krishna will judge. This is not, as then it is the exceptional case for some time. That case is different.
Also,
that is not the normal procedure. But as when the spiritual master, founder, Acharya goes there, he gives many instructions. But when they face the reality, a day changes, many things they find it difficult to do. Then they compromise, adjust, all these things. So I cannot tell more than that. Than this. May make sense to you? Does it make sense? I may not give you a black and white answer, but I'm telling like that.
The problem is that mostly the reason is because the cooks are not Brahman.
They're not Brahmin?
No. So the most prasadam served for the devotees is cooked by non-Brahman and offered just to picture.
That means it's the best use of bad bargain. Understand? Accordingly, you'll get the result. Of course, Brahmin also means Brahminical qualified. Somebody may be a Brahmin in a weak organization, you have to do that. You may not be a Brahmin in true sense, just trying to follow externally. But those guys, if they are Brahminically qualified, but not Brahmin necessarily, officially, but then it's okay, man.
Right now, one boy is very paka. But before he was not paka.
If he's very neat and clean, he's truthful, follows the scripture, his Brahminical quality, these are main. His sadhana is very good, get up in the morning, take bath, doesn't eat anything outside, only Krishna prasad, then maybe okay. These are exceptions. Should not be. Normal procedure, there is a procedure.
I had one letter, Devi Matiji was remembering Prabhupada time in Vrindavan, was saying that even when one was sick, Prabhupada wanted that this special food would have gone to Krishna Balaram. She told like this.
So these are exceptional cases. Yes, they are. But you should not make it a wholesale, everybody start doing Prabhupada. Exceptional cases, okay. depending on time, place, circumstance. Make sense? What? Any other question, comment? It's warming up. Huh? Nice weather. I feel like it's good weather this time in Vrindavan. Huh? Best weather, maybe. Little cold, but otherwise very nice, sunny. Mm.
This same cold will be in December in Darbundi.
Acha, like this. It's
very good. That time I will be very cold.
Very cold, yeah. I don't stay. Too cold, and I can't do a stay.
Maharaj, you heard how in Kazakhstan, Karmi people chanting shlokas, learning shlokas, Bhagavad Gita.
Acha?
Yeah, one
is it Kazakhstan that they are demolished all their building?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are finding some other place, this, our Maharaj.
Bibi
Govinda Maharaj. I asked him.
There is one Mataji who is Ayurvedic doctor. She also has some ability to see the disease inside the body.
Ah.
So she's approaching elderly people and she's saying, you have problem here, you have problem here. I give you special mantras. Picking up from the Bhagavad Gita shlokas, this mantra is for that disease, this shloka is for that disease. You chant constantly and you will be cured.
Then,
and come to the temple, I give you some medicine.
Then,
and they are they buying Bhagavad Gita. She is the first book distributor.
Yeah.
And it helps. And it helps me.
God can do anything and everything. Bhagavad Gita shloka means Krishna. Non-divine means Krishna. She is clever.
Yeah.
She is intelligent. Devotees know. Devotees are considered very intelligent. They know how to trick people. Just like many devotees ask Prabhupada, nobody would have done what you have. Hey, how you made us, if you look back, how you gave up drinking and other bad habits, we can never think of at this age. Because I tricked you.
She's telling, if you eat meat, the disease will increase. So please, for the time being, stop eating meat.
Any comment? Anybody's remarks? Comments? Question? Other will finish. I think
time
is 9:30, almost coming to. So everybody go to for nasta, breakfast. Nice morning, huh? Nice sir. Very well.